Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:16, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Oh, I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah, there
it's
you go.
In that vein.
There's a good
little bit of a, little bit of a novelty song, some double meanings going
Christmas
on there.
Christmas tree, yeah.
Hey, we had Shocker men's basketball last night at Coke Arena, Wichita State, and Wofford meeting for the first time, coming all the way here from South Carolina for a road game. Shockers got things dialed up. Especially from long range. Got some nice three-pointers going. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game last night on 103.7 KEYN.
Right wing to the Giles. Back out front to Gray. Going to launch a three. Good.
Oh,
he was a good couple of steps beyond the three-point line. Just drilled it. That's his first three-point basket. Just his second basket of any kind. And the Shockers lead by nine.
I think Dave Dahl was impressed there.
Yeah. He was, yes, sir.
And, you know, the Shockers, in their previous game, they lost, partly because they missed 15 free throws. Did much better last night. Will Berg, the big Swede, 9 of 10 at the line, off the bench. And Dre Kindle, also off the bench, 8 of 9 at the line. It's part of his career-high 19 points. So the Shockers got the win last night, made some free throws. 84-73 was the final score. The Shockers now 6-1 on home court this season. After the game, Shocker head coach Paul Mills.
You know, they were shifting back and forth defenses, the 1-3-1, the 2-3, going man. So they were doing a number of different things. But I did think that, well, just overall, that we were able to play with force, get to the rim.
And the Shockers get the 11-point win. After the game, speaking as well with Michael Gray Jr., who kind of had a shooting slump over the Thanksgiving week, but he's shooting his way out of it now.
Slumps are going to happen, but my teammates, my coaches, you know, everybody around me keeps giving me confidence. So just being able to know that everybody got my back and I'm going to get out of the slump regardless. And it's not all about me missing shots, but, you know, if I'm missing shots, I can do other things to get everybody else going. So try to pick up on defense, get people in positions to knock down shot.
Kenyon Giles led the Shockers with 22 points in that win last night. Hockey action, the Wichita Thunder for the next few days in Nevada, taking on the third-place team in the division, the Tahoe Night Monsters. And Wichita started off that road series with a win last night. 6-3 was the final score out in Tahoe. 6 goals for the Thunder, 6 different guys scored. So everybody's getting a little fun there. Wichita now in sole possession of fourth place in the division, and they will play a couple of more games in Nevada on Friday and Saturday. Wichita Thunder has won 2 of its last 3. We'll take a look at a birthday today of a guy that had one of the great pitching years ever in Wichita. Former Wichita Wranglers pitcher Lance Carter. It's his birthday. He's 51 years old today. What a year he had in 1999 for the Wranglers. Of course, the Wranglers won the Texas League Championship that year. Sure doesn't hurt when you have this guy finishing things out at your bullpen. In 1999, Lance Carter, with a record of 5-2, 13 saves, and a 0.78 earned run average.
Whoa.
So, you know, if the Wranglers had the lead, they win. Because this guy's coming in the ninth inning and just nothing. And Carter went on to play 6 years in the big leagues, including 4 years with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. He was an all-star for the American League in Tampa in 2003. And pretty good stuff. Pretty good for a guy that was drafted in the 21st round of the draft. Out of Manatee Junior College in Florida.
Oh, Manatee.
But one of the great years in Wichita pitching history in 1999 out of the Wranglers bullpen. Lance Carter, former big leaguer. It's his birthday. He is 51 years old today. That's sports with Steve and... and JUCO football last night. We had the national championship game down in Canyon, Texas. Number one ranked, undefeated Hutchinson Community College against number two ranked Iowa Western. Hutchinson going for back-to-back national titles. And Hutchinson had a 10-0 lead in the second quarter, but didn't do anything after that. Outscored 28-0 in the final three quarters. Iowa Western won that game 28-10. So the Reavers are the national champs. Hutchinson does not get back-to-back national titles. Another great year for Hutchinson, though, finishing national runner-up with a record of 11-1, but they fell in the championship game last night. That is sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock? Yeah. A cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager is available at all three WBC brew pubs. East, near Central and Woodlawn. West, at 13th and Tyler. And in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Was security lacking during a mass shooting on a college campus? That story and more news coming up. Steve's Head in the Morning here on KNSS. Want to turn to something a little lighter right now, Ted. Rats on a plane.
Rats on a plane, or at least one rat. But where there's one rat, you know there's more than one.
Well, you remember the movie Snakes on a Plane. Which I never saw, but it's just a frightening concept. Well, a stowaway rat was spotted on a passenger cabin, in a passenger cabin of a KLM flight that departed Amsterdam, but the pilot had no choice but to continue the flight to Aruba. The airline confirmed the rat was spotted aboard the plane, but it was too late to turn around or make an emergency stop because the jet was already over the ocean.
It was too late.
Flight had been intended to stop at Aruba before continuing to the Dutch Caribbean island of Bonaire, and returning to Amsterdam, but the plane was grounded once it arrived in Aruba.
Because there was one rat on board.
The airline found overnight accommodations for the passengers, worked to find alternate flights the next day, and an airline spokesperson says the origins of the rat are unknown. Apparently, they didn't know how the rat got in there or anything about it.
Oh, anywhere there's food, you know a rat's going to figure out a way
to
get to it. Exactly.
Now, what were they going to do in midair? Of course, the thing is probably just snuck down in the cargo hold.
Probably.
Or something. What are you going to do in midair trying to catch a rat?
Well, you don't. That's why you just keep going to your destination.
If you had a rat terrier
handy. Hope it's not
handy,
scurrying around in the cabin.
The rat terrier would go out and grab it, and that would be the end of it. But, you know, and I can imagine, you know, people who hate rats are probably screaming and jumping around. And going, oh, my God. But wasn't there a photo of that somewhere? I thought I saw one.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Thought I saw her. She's kind of up there creeping around, and you know, I'm not big on rats. Mice, they're okay. Little tiny mice.
Oh, you're okay with mice?
I'm
but
okay
not
with
rats.
Mice. If you got mice on a plane, that's okay. Rats, though, yikes! Everybody hates rats. Steve's Head in the Morning here on KNSS. How many days? Oh, Christmas is this next week.
Next week, one next week Thursday. From today.
How about
Christmas
that?
Day?
Creeping up on us. Steve and Ted Show number 7079. Thank you all for listening to us. You can listen to us, by the way. It's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you're listening to one of these things, FM 98.7.
Yes.
AM 1330, maybe the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Now, how do you
get
the Odyssey?
Option.
We never talk about this. How do you get the Odyssey app, say, on your cell phone?
You just download it.
You download it.
So. Yep. You go to whichever app store fits
you
your phone, whether
store,
it's the whether store. It is the you know Google Play Store or the the iPhone.
And then you... Just click on it.
Well, no, you just search for, you know, go to your search function and search for KNSS, and it'll pop that Odyssey app right up. Or you can just search for Odyssey app, either one.
There you go.
And it'll pop right up. You download it. You put in KNSS, and that's how you get us.
So if you
or any Odyssey station, for that matter. It's got a whole lot of audio, a lot of different podcasts, some really good stuff, including your very own Issues podcast.
Have you get out of the range of our signals? You still have that, right, Ted?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
My sister listens to us on the app every morning.
Does she really?
That's how she listens.
Isn't that special?
And how does your sister-in-law over in Greece, how does she listen?
I'm not sure she's even listening.
She's just on
anymore.
Her website, or does she have the app?
Her web's a little iffy, so I'm not sure if she's even listening live anymore. I do correspond with her on Facebook almost every day. I've been sharing funny stuff with her, but I'm not sure she's listening. Time of day over there right now is probably midnight or something, so I don't know.
Even if you're in Greece, you can listen to us.
Yeah. Sure.
Download
the app. Truly international entertainers.
Exactly.
And you would think with all that influence that we would make more money.
You would think.
Yeah, but
that hasn't happened yet.
Hasn't quite figured that out. By the way, I just want to again say it's been a week since last Friday. We did that broadcast from the courtyard of Marriott recognizing my retirement coming
up. Yeah, big celebration for your career.
And I'm still seeing people on Facebook talking about it and so forth. That was a fun day.
It was pretty nice.
I mean, doing an hour of live on remote radio with, I don't know, at times I would say there's more than 100 people.
Yeah, they had a nice crowd there watching us live.
Friends. I had one, two, three. I think I had three cousins there.
Nice.
Maybe more. Maybe four. But anyway, and of course, my grandkids showed up and lots of our friends, your friends, were there too. So, anyway, we had a great time, and I thank you all for the things, the nice things you said. Some people even gave us a couple of gifts.
Yeah, that was a special evening.
Special evening. All right.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.